Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hypothetical.
This is backwards. That's why it's not working well for me. This is...
I didn't do it.
No, I did it.
No, I mean, I did it, but...
No, it's... I can't explain it.
I was putting it on and I was like, that seems backwards, but then I couldn't figure out another way to do it.
So the thing with this is this arm is a different arm than I normally use.
That's what she said.
Wouldn't it be hand?
I don't know. I don't know how you like it.
I mean, I've
just aggressively.
The elbow gets in there. Hi. Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and we try our gosh darnest to fact check and research most things. I'm going to turn my volume down because I can see that I'm peeking.
Screaming.
Is that better? Oh, yeah, it is. Well, yeah, that seems right. Right?
Eh.
Do you want me to turn it down more?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
And then maybe turn mine up a little bit? Okay.
All right. Okay, yeah, that does. Oh, I still peek. Listen, all of a sudden, our mics used to be really quiet, and then I feel like all of a sudden they're like, we're loud now. Deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how to deal with it.
When I see most people podcasting with these mics, they're talking from like this far away. I don't understand.
I mean, I guess I could do it.
But then I feel like it would be picking up what I'm saying on yours.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
I don't know either.
Are they sitting farther apart?
I think so.
Yeah, because like when I'm editing you, Joy, and me,
yeah,
yours and Joy's picks each other up.
Uh-huh.
Then Joy and I pick each other up.
Uh-huh.
Hi. We are not professionals, yet this is our job. I've been doing this for 10 years. Joke's on you. I never knew what I was doing.
Fair enough.
Dog of the day, Blaze. He's sitting in between us. Hi, Em.
Hi.
I'm doing great.
Oh, so today, you always ask me first.
Well, I know your answer.
Fair enough.
Emily took a mental day yesterday.
Yeah.
A mental B day. Still not thriving over there, but you're
surviving
here. Are you surviving? You're just here.
I'm here.
You know what? That's all I need from you.
Thank you.
I just need you to be here until you're thriving again.
Yeah.
So no pressure. Just exist. That's all I need from you. Also, I need all the things on your laptop. But.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Me? I'm doing great. I got things done yesterday. I had a productive day.
You were so productive.
I know. And then today, I get to do yard work.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I know. I love it. I'm going to pull all the weeds in the front.
I thought you already did that.
They grew back because of all the rain. Not cool. All of them, but like, okay. You know how like you put down weed blocker?
Yeah.
But on the edges,
yeah.
You can't stop nature.
Yeah.
Nature's going to prevail. Nature prevailed.
Got it.
On the edges. So I gotta pull all those weeds because we had so much rain.
You gotta go trim your edges.
I gotta go trim my edges
mm-hmm.
and then fix my sprinkler because you broke it.
Well, here's the thing.
She ran over my sprinkler head with the lawnmower. I'm not mad at her.
I was trying to be nice.
No. What happened is the sprinkler head got stuck when it came up.
Oh, okay.
And then go back down and you just didn't see it, which is very normal. And yeah. I already had an extra one.
Oh, yay.
And they're very easy to fix. You just have to dig out your grass a little bit.
Oh, good. Well, don't worry. I saved all the shattered pieces.
Yeah,
for
threw
you.
Those away.
Yeah, okay.
But I appreciated the fact that you're like, maybe I should do this.
Yeah. I was like, maybe she could glue it back together.
Sprinkler heads are like $2.
Got it. Feel free to take that out of my check.
You're good. Anyway, hi, everybody. I hope you're all having a great week. Mid-April, spring has sprung.
Oh, no.
Summer's around the corner.
Yeah. My birthday's next month.
Your birthday's next month. Mine already happened.
Yeah.
We're just cruising.
Yeah.
Looking for a bruising? Nope.
No.
Just because it rhymes doesn't mean you should say it, Ballinger.
You're turning into me where you have to say your things out loud.
Abby hates and also applauds my ability to just speak without thinking. Because she has to think about things before she says them.
Same.
And then when she doesn't, it kind of gets her in trouble sometimes. I just say things. And I don't get in trouble that often because I'm pretty pure of heart.
Yeah.
The only times I get in trouble is when my jokes are a little too not jokey.
What? No. Who's ever said that?
I joke too much and it hurts people's feelings sometimes.
You just are friends with sensitive people.
No. I mean, yes, but that's still on me. I should tune in to what how far I can go.
All right, that's a fair reflectment.
Yeah.
That's not a word.
I don't know what are words. Yes. All right, Emily. Do you have anything you want to add? I'm just rambling, so you don't have to speak.
Oh, thank you. No. I do have the news for today.
Great, let's go.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, Coachella weekend one.
Ugh, gross.
Yes, was this past weekend. You know, the music festival where influencers and musicians and celebrities all frolic through the desert. And there were a couple.
Do they frolic or do they just run out to take a picture and then run back into their AC Airbnbs?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
Okay, cool.
Yep. There are a couple things that we need to talk about. So to start, there's a girl named Lauren Gray. And if you don't know who she is, she's a TikToker and musician who basically got her start on social media back in 2015 when TikTok was Musical.ly.
Good for her. Okay.
I don't think I ever used Musical.ly, but I knew it existed.
I did. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, great. And then when Musical.ly transitioned to TikTok, she stayed pretty relevant, grew really quickly in popularity, and actually was the most followed TikTok individual from March 31st of 2019 to March 25th of 2020. So what is that? Almost a whole year.
So until it took to TikTok. Until it TikTok blew up. 2020.
Yeah, during COVID.
Okay, yeah. So, and then once TikTok blew up, they're like,
bleh. Yeah. She's still pretty popular, but yeah, she definitely got taken over. Well, just a few days after Coachella came to an end, she posted a TikTok about her experience and then shared a little bit of tea about her fellow influencers. So, dangerous
that
territory.
That is a dangerous territory because if you want to be friends with anybody.
She didn't name names.
Okay.
But yeah, she's getting close to the line.
Yeah, she is.
So in her TikTok, she said, Coachella's like the influencer Olympics. It's the place to be. So I find it funny that most influencers or a lot of influencers don't even go to Coachella. And I think that's such a wild fact. They go out into the desert. They get an Airbnb with someone, get their outfits, get their hair, get their makeup, post Coachella day one and day two, etc. on their Instagram posts and TikToks. And they don't actually go to the festival.
Yeah.
They don't have the wristbands. She said they just drive their little butts out to the desert to take Instagram photos, make TikToks, get ready with me's, whatever. Then they drive back and that's it. So if you feel boring and sad because you're not at Coachella, just know most of these people aren't either. It's like a very common occurrence that I thought most people knew, but I didn't see anyone talking about. So now you know.
Yeah. Yes.
I never put that together.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. I literally thought all these influencers were like parading around Coachella and having fun.
They literally can't.
Because of like,
because
they get security teams.
Yeah, but like it's so hot.
I know.
And unless you are in love with live music.
Yeah.
I get that it touches people and like people are obsessed with live music.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people.
I'm pretty in between.
I do not care.
Yeah.
I like our friend Devin who's staying with us. She put Coachella on the TV.
It was so cute.
And she was like jamming out and was just like, I feel this. And I was like, I don't feel it. There's no feelings. Am I dead? I don't know. Am I dead inside?
Even if it's like an artist you're really passionate about?
I enjoyed going to the Miley Cyrus concert when she did Bangers. Like that was really great. I do enjoy going to some concerts, but like freaking JoJo Siwa concert. Yes, please. I went to 3 of those.
Jammed out.
I can't wait for the next one. But if it's like someone like I only know like a few of their top songs and it's like not the best seats. Like I have no desire to go. I went to Life is Beautiful and I was with these people, like all my group of friends that love live music. But it was 90 degrees in Las Vegas outside. And I was like done. I almost passed out. I was like, what? There is nothing is worth this to me.
You and I are very similar where we don't do well in the heat.
Yeah.
We don't like crowds and we don't do well in the heat. We get very angry and very tired.
I need air conditioning and food always.
Yeah.
Call me privileged because I am. And like I feel a lot of it takes a certain type of person to love festivals.
I agree, because there's so many dumb people there and so much crowding that like you have to be really okay with that. Yeah.
And I don't think all of these influencers are like it that much.
No, but they know if they don't go and get the photo, then they're irrelevant.
I'm not a top influencer, so I am irrelevant, but like I'm not doing that.
I'm gonna Photoshop you into a Coachella scene.
Gabby did that.
Gabby Hanna, yeah.
Yeah.
And she did that. Was it Coachella?
Yeah, it was Coachella.
Oh, okay.
She hired a editor to Photoshop her in all of the photos.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But then she exposed herself, right?
Yeah. Okay. Because she wants to be like, ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
That is kind of funny.
But yeah, I just like, I obviously, like, because I know a lot of people, I mean, I've met people who have done this. They get an Airbnb, they'll go to Coachella.
Yeah.
To take pictures, but they don't stay. They don't like stay to watch the things. They go and get their shots. And they're like, honestly, remember James Charles when the huge thing blew up with like the sugar bear?
Yes.
Whatever. He was like, there's general admission, VIP. Mm-hmm. And then there was the VIP plus that he didn't know about. And the VIP, he was still getting hounded by fans.
Because anyone can pay for the VIP, right?
Yeah. And so he found someone that was like sugar bear person to put him in the VIP plus so that he wouldn't get hounded. So it is a thing where like, yeah, you're an influencer. I don't want to say celebrity, but like you're a known influencer. People are going to want to take photos with you.
Yeah.
So you can't go and enjoy the concert unless you're in a certain...
In that VIP plus.
In the VIP plus plus probably now.
And then you get the security team with it. But yeah.
It's like, unless you get that, which you pay a lot of money for or you exchange brand deals for, it's hard to go.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. Also, just like, why would you want to? It is like, I love that people love it. Do your thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not well known, but a well known influencer couldn't just go and do the the festival as normal.
And just like walk around.
No.
Yeah. We could like disguise you up.
I can go. I won't get hounded. I'm not saying this is me. I don't want to go because of the heat and the lack of showers.
Oh,
well, and like the lack of transportation. Mm-hmm. I could walk through Coachella just fine.
That was it last year. They were like, people were pulling up to the gate and it was taking 2 hours to get through the gate.
Yes.
Because no one like, I don't want to say no one, but like the big people that go, they get Airbnbs and they get hotels. Like they don't camp. The influencers and celebrities aren't camping. And so you have to drive in every single day. And the the time to get in last year was like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not
feasible.
Worth it. Yeah, yeah, feasible, worth it. So like that, yeah, I thought everyone knew that influencers, most of them don't go. Like, I want to say like Joey Graceffa and Manny MUA, they do go, but they stay in the VIP plus area, plus area. But they don't stay the whole time. Not staying the whole, they go for like, day.
Interesting. And just get the content that they need.
Yeah. And I think they do enjoy it, but they also, there are some people who genuinely enjoy getting the content. So for the, for Coachella, for them, they love going to Coachella, not for the music, but for getting the content.
That's how I am with a lot of things. And it's not like, I mean, I want to say it's not a narcissistic thing. Like I love taking photos and I love getting good shots and I love taking videos. And so sometimes I'll go to things just to get a good photo and not because I actually like care about it that much.
Oh, I don't care about any of it.
Oh my God. It's so fun to me.
And that's why my Instagram looks the way it does. I don't care.
Well, that's why you have Abby now.
She has a hard time. She doesn't. I think it's hard for her to take photos of me because she doesn't want to like insult me.
Oh, fix your face.
You fix your hair. To what? Just fix it.
No, I was like, fix your hair. To what? Better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and apparently I've seen several influencers and tea channels and like just online articles in general talking about that there were less celebrities and influencers than ever showing up to Coachella this year. But instead, they were all attending the Revolve Festival, which I think we talked a little bit about last year when this happened.
Oh, yeah. It's at the same time, isn't it?
Same time. And it's 2 miles down the road, but it's not affiliated with Coachella. So there's Coachella going on and in the same road, 2 miles down.
Will they make it easier for celebrities?
They do.
And yeah, that's
And basically what I'm getting, the whole point of Revolve Festival is because there are musicians that are like headlining and there's stages and like it's like a little mini Coachella, but no one actually goes for the music. Because from what I saw, or maybe I'm just biased because I don't really listen to these people, it wasn't big people.
Okay.
Like Coachella had like Bad Bunny,
Post Malone.
Yeah. And Billie Eilish. And, and like there was not that big of names at Revolve. But what it is it's basically a giant marketing festival.
Yeah.
So like Gwyneth Paltrow went and set up like a, what's her company's name? Sploosh, boosh,
broth.
Goop, what, broth. Who's going to name it broth? She set up like a broth thing. Kourtney Kardashian is like launching a new line of something. And she set up like, they're interactive booths where if you're a top influencer or like C and up list celebrity, you go and you get to meet all these celebrities. You get to see all their brands. It's basically a giant marketing festival.
They're really smart for doing that 2 miles down the road from Coachella because people can... quote unquote, go to Coachella, but then actually go to Revolve.
Go take your pictures at Coachella and then
go to Revolve and get like do the business stuff you need to do.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
It is smart. So, yeah, I just think it's funny that like they were allowed to do that. I mean,
there's no.
Yeah. Unless Coachella was to like buy out miles worth of land around their festival.
Yeah, they're not going to.
Yeah. Well, and ticket prices to get into Revolve start at $549 and can go all the way up to $1,000 just to walk in the gates of Revolve. And the guest list included people like Kendall Jenner, Charli and Dixie D'Amelio, Landon Barker, Hailey Bieber, just, you know, big name people.
Yeah.
Also at Coachella. I saw it on TikTok and then there was like a giant article written about it because they had to come forward and say something because there's so many people talking about it. But did you see the TikToks of Shawn Mendes and
Camila Cabello?
Thank you. Basically like making out at Coachella.
No.
Yeah. So we like said on the podcast and it was like pretty big news that like not us saying it, but just this was big news in general.
No, it's out of our mouths. So
out of our mouths. We broke the story. We found out ourselves. that Shawn Mendes and
Camila Cabello,
thank you, broke up months ago.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, because they've been together for like a few years, I think.
Yeah,
they were like a very tight couple, and so it was pretty surprising. But then there were lots of people because they were obviously in the VIP section and you could see that there are all these security members around them, so people couldn't touch them, but obviously they're still being filmed. Like just because you're over there and I can't touch you doesn't mean I can't zoom in on my phone.
Yeah.
And so there are so many people posting videos of like them dancing all sexy together and like them kissing and being all over each other and picking each other up. And so everyone was like, okay, so y'all are back together.
Yeah.
You know? And but then they squashed the rumors because they
don't you can't squash video evidence.
Right. They're like, it's just rumors. It's rumors.
It's just rumor, guys. Guys, don't believe everything you see here.
He's literally like shoving his tongue down her throat. He's like, it's not what it looks like. You know?
No.
Those are rumors. False news. You know? And so they had a close friend come forward and make a statement to Elle magazine. And that's, yeah. Could you imagine that? Like if you got, they're not even in trouble, but if you did get in trouble for something and you're like, I'm going to send you to go make my statement for me. Like, okay.
Emily, go tell them that what they saw wasn't what they saw.
Right. Exactly.
Go gaslight the public, please.
Go tell them it's AI generated video. Yeah. They're apparently still single and they're just friendly and that the
friendly.
Friendly. Right.
God, I will never be friendly with you. Let me tell you that much.
They said that the kiss was just a one-off. And she said Shawn and
Camila Cabello.
Thank you. Remain friends. Also, I like that there are certain celebrities you can't just say their first name.
Camila? No.
Like, I would never just say Gwyneth. It has to be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yes.
I would never just say Kim. It has to be Kim Kardashian. Even though if I were to say Gwyneth or Kim in celebrity talk, everyone would know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Right. They remain friends with a lot of love, clearly. And history between them, but they aren't dating again. Someone's talking bad about you.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
I shivered. For those who are just listening, I had a shiver.
Yeah.
Who's talking bad about me?
I don't know.
Emily!
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sitting right here. I don't know.
Emily, I don't like that.
Sorry. It's either a ghost passing through you or someone talking bad about you. So which one would you like? Honestly, the ghost for me. Don't talk bad about me, please.
Yeah, honestly.
I'll take the ghost.
I wasn't even mean to anyone today.
She did nothing wrong.
I literally am perfect.
She has never done anything wrong in her entire life.
Why would you talk bad about me?
I don't know.
I mean, did you see the podcast of Rachel Uncensored with my mom? I'm perfect.
I'm perfect. Can't. So this friend said that they stayed in touch since their breakup and decided to meet up at Coachella since they were both going. One thing led to another as the night progressed, and they called the kiss a one-time byproduct of that.
Byproduct?
Don't ever, if you catch me, I don't care. Like, let's say, I don't know what it is, but God forbid anyone ever refer to me making out with someone as a byproduct. Literally choose any other description.
I don't even know what that means.
It just reminds me of like chicken filler. Like, yes, chicken byproduct. No. So now I'm just picturing two
like
tender
whey protein, like
chicken tenders just meshing together. No. Thank you. I'm okay. Yeah. Mm-mm. Hey, baby.
I was also thinking that, but I didn't think it. I thought I was just dumb and not knowing what the word byproduct meant. So for you to have the exact same thought.
Literally just two chicken breasts together.
It definitely seems like, yeah, like milk. When I look at things, it's like milk byproducts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Was their friend a lawyer?
Oh, I know.
Was their friend their lawyer?
That really scarred me. I don't know, baby, you want a byproduct tonight? Like, no. Ew.
You want to get together, but like, it'd be a byproduct?
Right. Oh my God. That's what I'm going to write on my Valentine's Day card next year. You're my favorite baby byproduct. So dumb. All right. Also, the musician Lotto got accused of photoshopping one of her photos to make it look like she had a bigger crowd than she actually did.
Oh, that's sad.
It's sad.
That's so sad.
But she's big. So I don't know why she would need to do that, because she opened for Lizzo a lot on her tour. She has like a massive hit. She has
a
great album.
I have no idea who you're talking about, but that's me. I don't know people.
She's the song. Da-da, da-da, da-da. You know that one.
I have no idea what you're doing.
The big energy. You sing it all the time.
The energy you came with.
You sing it all the time.
Probably do.
Okay.
Say it again. Go.
Da-da, da-da, da-da. Got big, big energy. You were literally singing it in the car not only a month ago.
I got big energy?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to say that.
I can't figure out the tune.
Fantasy. Nope. I'm just getting further from
the
light.
The tune is not there.
I'm going to play it for you after and you're going to be like,
okay.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I know the song you're talking about, but I can't find the tune because
I already gave it to you. Went, da-da, 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 da-da. It's so clear. Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't. We'll figure it out. But I'm not a musician. My sister and brother stole all that from me.
Same. But yeah, so even when I saw the photo, because I saw that she posted it, I saw the photo and like it took me less, because it was one of those I was just scrolling.
Yeah,
I don't really interact with celebrities' posts.
She's better than us.
Not because I feel like I'm better.
Facts, figures, and fundamental right. She does not interact with celebrity photos. They are beneath her.
They are. Honestly, I just waste my time, except I'll look at them apparently and then talk about them on the podcast. It's just, it's a scroll for me.
Okay.
You know? And I noticed immediately that the people on the right side of the photo were duplicated.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever. So she got like called out on Twitter and Instagram for this. And so then she went back on Instagram to address the situation. And she said that she never photoshopped a crowd. LMAO. LMAO. I expanded.
LMAO.
LMAO. She said, I expanded it so it would fit my Instagram swipe without getting cut off, but it was clearly effed up. So I didn't end up using it and just posted the wrong version by accident on Twitter, babes. I don't know about whatever. She goes on. But anyway, have you ever expanded a photo and it's duplicated people?
No, I don't even know what she's talking about.
I assume she meant like she was trying to like, because you know how sometimes you try and put a vertical and a horizontal together in a swipe? And it like stretches out the vertical to match the horizontal, because you can't do horizontal vertical in an Instagram swipe. They all have to be horizontal or all have to be vertical.
What words are you saying to me?
Vertical?
Like, horizontal. I understand directions. On Instagram swipe, what are you saying?
When you make an Instagram post.
A carousel.
There you go.
Okay, so you're, okay, here we are. We're logging onto Instagram. I have vertical and horizontal photos. I want to post them all in one carousel.
Right.
On my main feed.
Yes.
Great. Here we go.
You can't do that without either converting the vertical to horizontal or the horizontal.
Because they all have to be matching.
The same size.
So if you're doing horizontal, it'll for me, it just zooms in on everything.
Exactly. Oh. So that's what I'm saying. What is she talking about when she says I was trying to stretch it? Like, one, Instagram does that for you. And two, if you're trying to do that by yourself, and you stretch a photo, it's not going to duplicate. It's going to make
maybe
the people...
She edited it to... She was trying to make it her vertical horizontal by maybe adding things to the side, but then decided she didn't want to do that and just post the photo, but she accidentally posted the wrong one.
Yeah, okay.
I could see how this can happen now that we're using terms I understand. Back to me. I've gotten all the facts right now. I could see how that happens, but yes, she did edit the photo, but for not the reasons we think.
That could be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to... There
we'll
go.
Give her a little...
We'll give her a little benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. So...
But also, just sad. Let her Photoshop her photo to make her crowd a little bit bigger. We're just going to... Because she's not like, oh my God, biggest crowd anyone's ever seen. She's just
can't believe I'm this popular and famous.
Everyone loves me. Do you see all these people? I think it was... If someone just did that to be like, oh, there's a few empty seats. I'm going to fill these in. I'd be like... Okay, I won't say anything. I get it.
Well, I'll just pretend we don't see that.
Yeah, but if it was like a Donald Trump rally or a Kanye West concert and they did that, we'd all be like, no!
Right. Oh my God. Donald did do that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So,
little Trumpy man.
We can call those out because they're those are people being like, look how amazing I am.
Right.
Versus...
Lotto seems very sweet.
Yeah, versus people just being like, hey, thanks for coming out.
Right.
Everyone's please like me.
You liar. No one likes you.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Last thing about Coachella.
I had a thing in my throat.
That's okay. Bad Bunny was...
What? I saw Bad Bunny and... Was it Post Malone and Bad Bunny? Mm-hmm. What was that?
They kept having really bad audio issues, but a lot of... I almost said creators, a lot of musicians that were performing, I mean, a ridiculous amount were having audio issues.
Yeah.
Technical issues.
It's hard because each person needs something different. So that tech crew has to know everybody's things.
I figured they bring their own tech crew with them. Like Billie Eilish's tech crew takes over the sound booth.
Well, but it's also a different sound booth. That means that they have to plug in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Colleen has like 2 hour vocal checks, like sound checks.
Yeah.
And things go wrong in that, and she has 2 hours to do it. These people don't have 2 hours.
Yeah.
They plug in and go.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, normal. If your one cord doesn't work, you have no idea why the thing's not working.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go through every step and then replace that one cord that could be going from the sound booth in the back all the way to the front.
There were some smaller people who, when their mics went out, they were lip syncing. And it was, like, very apparent. I felt really bad for them.
Yeah, sync.
Yeah.
Like I get why people do it when they could be on vocal rest. They could have something going on. They could just like there's been times where like you literally can't, your sound isn't working. Like we can just play the track.
Yeah.
Like we can't get the mics and stuff to work. Just play the track. But I don't understand how people have the balls to do that because it keeps going wrong for people and then it just keeps getting outed. Like
This has been a thing forever.
It's been a thing forever. Like
Just try. If you can, just try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's because you're not a very good singer,
let's reevaluate.
Become a songwriter.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's become a producer.
Yeah, that's
like
a route.
Do a fun other thing.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Well, for Bad Bunny, despite the audio issues, it was the first time in the festival's history that a Latino solo artist was headlining. So that was a really big deal.
Cool.
And according to BuzzFeed, his 2-hour set was filled with holograms, an onstage jet ski, and then guest stars like Post Malone.
What does a jet ski do on stage?
I don't know. And now I kind of wish I had watched. I mean, I'm going to go back and watch it because
I only watched the Post Malone part where their audio just wasn't working.
But it was so bad.
I saw a headline. These are not facts and figures. That Bad Bunny shaded Harry Styles?
He did.
What did he say?
I saw the picture of it that was circulating around Instagram. Is he in the back, like, you know, on the stage you have TVs behind you or you can and you can like project stuff on it.
Yeah.
He was projecting people's tweets. And there is some tweet saying like something along the lines of like, hey, Bad Bunny, can you sing As It Was, which is a Harry Styles song?
Yeah.
And they were like, Bad Bunny can sing any Harry Styles song, but Harry Styles could never sing a Bad Bunny song. It really wasn't
but there's
a big deal.
There's no reason to put something negative like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just unnecessary. But the way the articles were the headlines were like, Bad Bunny and Harry Styles feuding and massive shade. It was just like he reposted a tweet behind him. It was.
I think the tweet was extremely unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
It was very unnecessary. BuzzFeed loves a headline.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's their whole company.
Yeah, they're just
getting
headlines.
People to click on stuff. Yeah.
So, I mean, I obviously think the majority of what BuzzFeed posts, I never think is as big a deal as it is.
No.
But I think that post was unnecessary.
Yeah. I almost...
If you're going there choosing what tweets go on...
That's what I'm wondering. Does he choose or does he have like a production, like a stage production people that are like, oh, that'd be funny to throw up there.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But apparently this is the first time that Coachella has been completely headlined by people of color. So this was a really big...
Oh, that's awesome.
...season for them. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Before we move on to things other than Coachella, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
We reported last week that one of Mr. Beast's friends, Chris Tyson, confirmed that they are on hormone replacement therapy.
Yes.
They are gender nonconforming and that their experience so far on HRT has been life-saving. So this was a big deal.
So they're non-binary?
They said gender nonconforming.
What is that? I'm sorry. I don't know the difference between. I'm learning.
Me too. And I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't know if there's a difference.
I'm going to look it up on my own time.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it could be the same thing. Gender non-conforming, so you don't conform to a gender. And non-binary, so you don't conform to male or female. I don't know. I just don't want to say the wrong thing.
Where's my phone?
Up there. She'll look it up.
I'm doing my research.
Yes. So all of this came out not because Chris was ready to talk about it.
Because someone posted it on Twitter.
Yeah, because someone tweeted some pretty nasty stuff at them about their recent appearance change. And we also talked about how there were several people that were being really nasty about Chris's 2-year-old child. And they were saying that the kid was now going to grow up without a quote unquote father figure.
Yeah.
And so that caused a bunch of buzz. Did you find the answer?
A gender nonconforming person may be variant in their gender identity, being transgender or non-binary, or they may be cisgender.
Gender non, so that means it could encompass all of the things. And non-binary is...
What? This didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Hold on. What is the gender... No, gender dysphoria. Boys... hold on.
Yeah, that didn't clarify.
It said gender variance or gender conformity is behavior or gender expression by an individual that does not match masculine or feminine gender norms. A gender non-conforming person may be variant in their gender identity, being transgender or non-binary, or they may be cisgender.
Okay. So
my brain isn't computing.
So if what I'm getting is if you're gender non-conforming, then depending on what's going on and what you're discovering about yourself, you could identify as trans, you could identify as cisgendered, which is... identifying with the sex that you were born as, or
non-binary.
But if you're non-binary, then that means you don't conform to male or female. You stay in the trans category, or
that
the
means
non-
check what non-binary means.
You're gonna learn with us today.
Non-define. Hold on. Not relating to, composed of, or involving just two things.
So to me, that encompasses everything as well, except maybe
so
not cisgender.
Me,
I'm going to say
they're not. So non-binary and genderqueer are umbrella terms.
okay.
for gender identities that are not solely male or female. So non-binary means you could have both.
Right. And gender non-conforming means you can have both. But I think non-binary means you will never associate with
and
cisgender.
And non-conforming means you do what you want?
Maybe. This is our interpretation, but we could be very wrong.
Google's not very good. They give you very baseline definitions.
Yeah.
If someone would like to kindly educate us in the comments, if you know, that would be great. My reading comprehension skills are lacking, and they have my entire life. I do better in conversations.
Yeah. I'll ask my sister, and then we'll get back next episode.
Sounds good. Okay. I want to know. All right.
Yes.
Continue.
Okay. So, yes, Chris was not really ready to announce this. People were being nasty on Twitter about their appearance, being nasty about their kid, about their marriage.
Why do you care what someone identifies as? They're still not going to be attracted to you because you smell like poo.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Oh my God. You should perform that at Pride
this
year.
Stop being so cocky that you think if someone is gay that they will like you.
Oh my God, please. Oh, Jesus. Well, someone on Twitter decided to get real.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about how. Sorry.
What?
I just get a little kick out of when transphobic, homophobic, straight men who look like a hairy warted big toe are grossed out by gay men trans men thinking like, oh, I don't want them in my bathroom looking at what I got. And I'm like, sweetie.
No one wants to look at your pimply
ween. There's not a soul on the planet that wants to look at your face or it's in your pants. Mm-hmm. That is disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like you're a danger to society, not them.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. When that whole bathroom bill was happening back in like 2016, where it was like the transgender bathroom bill.
Oh my God.
And like basically all these rough and tumble men were like busting into the stalls and making sure the people in there were actually the sex they were supposed to be. It's like, literally, who is the predator now?
Yes.
You are like asking people what's in their pants and opening stalls.
I love when I'm in a women's restroom and a guy walks in thinking it's the wrong, like he doesn't know. And we're all like, hey. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He apologizes. And we're like, we have stalls.
Right.
Like you can't see anything. We're washing our hands.
You all just have boobs out everywhere in the public restroom.
I saw a TikTok of a super like butch lesbian who just like very much looks like a stereotypical dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, how I walk around normally. And she's like, you know, all tough and like whatever. Yeah. She has how I walk into a ladies' restroom. She's like, hi. And everyone else, like I was reading the comments and everyone was like, it's not just you. And I was like, I didn't even realize they do this, but we don't care.
Right.
Like we don't care.
No.
We're like, hey.
Right.
And you know.
I think if he was like being creepy, whatever. But like if there were so many times in DC, because like, I went to a bunch of like gay bars and clubs in DC, and I mean, it wasn't correct, but there were still like male and female bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I'd be in the women's bathroom, and men would just like, you know, gay men, to be fair, would just come in all the time to use the bathroom.
We don't care.
The men's line was too long, or they're like, that bathroom's dirty. And I'd be like, get into it. Like,
we're like, put the seat down.
Exactly.
That is all we care about. Exactly. That is don't piss on the seat and put the seat down.
Yeah.
All we care about.
Yeah.
That is it. Mm-hmm. And like, on like there have been times where like moms bring their sons in that are a little too old to be going to the restroom with them, but at the same time mom's like, I'm not gonna send them into a men's restroom by themselves.
Or like the dads that come in with the daughters.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Please
bring
them in. Smells better in here.
Yeah
There's a lot of times, there's a gay bar where we live, the women's line is super long because it's like a single like a single bathroom. Mm-hmm. And the men's has I think two stalls and a urinal.
Okay.
And so the girls all the time go into the guys.
Right.
And like the guys will go in, they're like, oh, because there's no doors on the stalls.
Oh.
And so they like see us and they're about to use the urinal and we're like, hey. And they're like, oh, hey, we'll just wait a second. And then we wipe and go. And they're like, we don't care.
Right.
So like we as in the gay community know it's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about. Gender nonconforming.
Chris.
Was that? No, Chris.
Chris.
Okay.
Speaking of people being gross with their opinions.
Sorry, I just wanted my own little mode go.
Oh, good. Someone on Twitter decided to get really nasty with their opinions, and they tweeted this. Meet at Chris. So they, like, were...
Me at Chris?
Meet Chris. Like as in like I'm about to introduce Chris.
Okay.
To the people. Oh, hello, everyone.
Meet Chris.
Meet Chris. Got yes. It. Most known. Okay. And also just I'm going to read it how it is. They do not respect the pronouns.
Got it.
So
Emily respects pronouns to the best of her. She respects them.
Yes. This person does not.
This person does not.
Yes.
Okay, go.
So they said most known for his appearance with Mr. Beast, who recently came out stating he is taking HRT. It's also known that he is now separated from his wife, who he had has one child with. Chris claims he loves his son more than anything, but let's examine. Chris had Yeah. You just know it's going to be good. Let's examine.
Yeah. How I'm going to take it.
Right. Exactly. Chris had a perfectly healthy nuclear family, which has been proven to give kids the best outcomes
in
life.
It was. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. No. Also, how do you know it was healthy? Did you live there? Were you in their household?
He's like the neighborhood stalker. And he's like, yeah, actually.
How do you know what is healthy?
Right. Yeah. Well, sorry. Let me tell you. Many studies back this up.
Can you cite your sources, please?
Exactly. They never can. They never can. But Chris chose, you know, because being transgender or gender non-binary, it's just a choice. We wake up one morning and we're like, you know what would be like a really cool activity today? Just like trying out being trans.
Yeah.
Like that just sounds like a blast.
Do you guys know if it was a choice, how many straight women would immediately turn gay?
I have this conversation with straight women at least once a week. They're like, we hate men, but that's how you know sexuality is not choice because we're only sexually attracted to them.
The women in our group, I think there's only like two that were like, nah, I like being straight. The other ones were like, all of the other ones are like, if I could choose, I would like, they would at least be bi so they'd have the options.
Right.
I think everyone would love to be bi to have the options.
I'm just so gay.
I very much rather, I love being a lesbian.
Right.
I wouldn't choose bi, but all the straight women would choose, I think, to be bi so they have the options.
Right, because they're always talking about how like they just connect with women on an emotional level so much easier, and like women just, I mean, they say like women just treat women better and you know, blah blah blah, and they're like, that's how you know it's not a choice, because I would be with a woman if I could make myself be sexually attracted to them.
Abby and I are always like, our friends get annoyed, we feel like we can't give relationship advice because we're like, they're like, well, you guys can't because you're gay, and we're like, okay, they're like talking about like all the bad stuff like their boyfriends do and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, he shouldn't do that. They're like, well, you don't, like Abby would be like, Rachel would never do that.
Right.
Or I'd be like, Abby would never do that. And they're like, well, you guys are gay. And I'm like, no, we're still humans. You should still be treating each other with love and respect in a relationship, whether you're gay or straight.
Does the ween in his pants make him incapable of having an emotionally intelligent conversation? I'm sorry.
So we have to like stop giving our friends advice because we were like, we don't know what to do here because. Right. You think it's okay because you're in a straight relationship to be treated like trash.
Right.
And just because we're in a gay relationship means that we treat each other with love and respect. There are gay relationships that are trash.
Yeah.
And there are straight relationships that are fantastic.
Yeah.
Abby and I just happen to have a well-functioning relationship.
Right.
And our friends think it's because we're gay. And we're like,
everything's just so much easier when you're gay.
It is. I'm like, it is because we talk to each other.
And respect each
other. And communicate. But like, that's because we're, I don't, okay. But they're like, yeah, I wish I was gay. And I was like, yes, that, but.
Right. Oh my God. And like,
you
know,
can also get that from a man, but society makes it so men don't have to do that.
Right. They're just like, yeah, that's a whole nother rant. But yeah, like, do you know also how many queer people would choose not to be queer if they could?
Yes, because then they wouldn't be beat and thrown out of their house and
lose scholarships and, like, be homeless and, like, you know.
Yeah, just be shunned from their family.
Right, and have all these laws working against them.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's just.
Or not have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to have a child.
Oh, right. Or go through gender-affirming, like, surgeries either.
Yes.
Like, no one chooses this because we think it's fun and quirky, like, you know. But but according to this Twitter user, it's a choice. So
because they're examining it,
right? So Chris, this is his words again, Chris chose, keyword chose, to sacrifice that to fulfill his selfish fetish fantasy of being a woman.
This proves through and through they sexualize the LGBTQ plus community. They only care about our sex lives.
How much you want to bet this Twitter user watches lesbian porn 24/7?
They probably watch orgy stuff, all that stuff. Yes.
But when it's an individual person.
They think it's a fetish.
Right. Or they think it's an illness, or they think it's a, like it's anything but what it actually is to them. So he said, Chris does love his son. I have no doubts. But his selfishness and deviancy took top priority. He said he even shares pictures of his son in girls' heels. But this isn't grooming, right? He's even pushing his selfish fetish onto his own son. We feel bad for your wife. We feel bad for your son. We feel bad for you. You'll never be a woman. Accept yourself and take back your family.
He is accepting himself. And he had to make a really hard decision to follow through with what he truly...
It throws you
that
off.
Them saying the pronouns wrong throws me. Yep. Sorry. They did have to make a choice.
Right.
To be unhappy and fake it.
Right. For years.
For
decades.
The rest of their lives. Or be true to who they are. Uproot the family for a minute figure out the how to function in a new way again.
We don't even know, too, if the transition is what caused the divorce.
No.
Like, they could have been having problems way before. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. And like, Chris literally said in that tweet, being on hormone replacement therapy and going through this transition has saved their life.
Yeah.
So, like, for him to sit there and be like, you're just doing this for funsies.
For her fetish.
Also, like, he reposted a picture that Chris had posted of their son wearing, like, these cute little dress appeals. Like, you know those plastic ones that hurt your feet that are, like, Disney princess or whatever? And Chris posted that and was like, I can't remember their son's name, but said, like, so-and-so is slaying today. Like, clearly, like, being funny. And even if he's not, or even if they're not trying to be funny, whatever.
Yeah.
The kid was slaying. And this person just retweeted it and was like, see, they're grooming.
Okay, says probably someone from the community that's obsessed with child pageants.
Or someone that's like, I'm sure this person has like a daughter and they're or like a son. And they're going to be like, you're going to be a little heartbreaker when you're older.
Little lady killer.
God, you're such a little flirt. Do you have a little girlfriend? I know you're only in kindergarten, but who's your like crush?
God.
Okay, but we're grooming.
So Christopher, my brother, his favorite color was hot pink. He wanted to be a ballerina. And my mom gave him a bunch of dolls when he was little.
Yeah.
He's married to a wife. Straight. Mm-hmm. Has 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I got to play with G.I. Joes, wear army things. I did turn out gay.
Right.
My sister was given all the options. My brother Trent was given all the options.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Toys and dress up don't just...
And it's because they truly think it's a choice.
Right.
This disgusting world thinks that it's a choice. That they're oh, well, I like heels, so I'll be gay.
Right.
I like G.I. Joes as a girl, so I'll be gay. And they don't realize it's... No, you can put a boy in dresses and heels all day long, but that's not going to make them gay or straight. That's going to make them be more open to figuring out what they truly are.
Yeah.
And then they don't have to be depressed until they figure it out.
Yes.
Like, that's what it does, is it's like you're just making it more difficult if they are gay to come out or come to terms with that.
Right. I saw this. I got down this rabbit hole of like this multi-part series where this transgender, I'm just going to go with they, them pronouns because I'm not clear, but did say that born the male sex and was transitioning to female, but I'm still going to use they, them just in case. So they were doing, and they're very female presenting, they were doing an interview, basically an online debate with another transgender male to female influencer, but this person got really popular on TikTok because they were begging the conservative community, like they're very conservative, Trump loving, transphobic, even though they went through the surgeries and the hormones and they now identify as a woman.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Basically, but and she kind of looks like Caitlyn Jenner too, but she is transgender and still like is talking about how this whole debate was about whether you should expose quote unquote children to queerness and the gay community and what being transgender is and what being non-binary is, because she was saying that the more you expose children to it, the more likely they are to grow up and be that. Like the age old argument of if the kid knows it, well, then they're going to be it because they think it's trendy.
Oh my God.
And the person that initiated this debate, who is very similar to us, like very liberal and like, you know,
yeah,
level-headed, was basically like, so you truly believe that if I go into an elementary school and I tell my story and, you know, I explain what transgender people are to children, you think that non-transgender children are going to sit there and be like, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to give that a go. And they were like, well, what would that look like if a kid that really truly is non-transgender and wants to try it out because they think it's cool and fun and they're just learning about that? What does that look like?
Yeah.
And the girl was like, well, you know, then they'd go on hormones and replacement therapy and they'd get surgery and then they'd regret it because they're not actually trans. And like, you put these ideas in their head. And the level-headed person was like, so you're telling me that a six-year-old, if they learn who a transgender person is, they're going to get hormones and get surgery? They were like, no, like maybe they'll mess around with their gender expression and like maybe try and wear some boy clothes or maybe try out some different pronouns. But like,
yeah,
you can't get those medications and those surgeries until you go to years of therapy to confirm that that's what you want. And like, you have to purposely search out doctors and have parents that are willing to work with you. And they were in, and this person was like, don't you think if a child is willing to go through all of that after learning who, what a transgender person is, they were actually transgender to begin with, and now you've just given them the language to express that? Like, if they're not transgender, they're just going to mess around with the clothes and the pronouns, and then in a few years, they're going to be like, well, that didn't fit.
Yeah.
And they're going to move on. It was like, I don't know. We talk about this all the time. It is wild to see how people's brains operate, especially coming from a transgender woman.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah. Because she was like, well, I knew I was transgender, but I waited until I was like 25 to like get the surgery and start taking the hormones. And because like my mom wanted me to wait and blah, blah, blah. And then the person that initiated the debate was like, aren't you sad you missed out on years of being who you actually were?
Yeah.
And like the girl couldn't answer the question. Yeah. Like,
I go back and forth on like, if I wish I had realized I was gay sooner.
Yeah, me too.
Because I grew up in a household where it wasn't banned.
Right.
Like, I grew up in a Christian household, but we were very loving. It was just like, you know, if you were gay, no, you weren't cursed, like cast away or whatever. Right. And I grew up in a very liberal town, very liberal high school. There was no out gay people though. And I'm like, if I grew up more in a, like, let's try it on, I would have realized it sooner maybe. Mm-hmm. But, and I also went to a Christian college where you were not allowed to be gay. You would have been kicked out.
Cute.
Yes.
Because that's what Jesus would want.
Yes. And that's where I learned. I was like, that is, and that's me fighting. I have issues with authority, which me being like, I didn't even realize I was gay. But like, you can't tell people not to be gay.
Right.
Like, that's not loving. That's not in Christ.
Right.
Because like, that's how my dad raised us, was just like,
good.
Like, you know. Yeah, everyone's allowed over. We don't care. Yeah. We're friends with everybody. Right. As long as they're not a bad person.
That's how you do religion.
Yeah. And so when I was like, went to this college and they were like, no, you're kicked out if you're gay. And I was like, that, you can't do that. That's wrong. And so then I started fighting for gay rights.
Yeah.
When I was in a college where it was like, no, nah, it's not allowed to happen. I was like,
right. What are you going to do? Like, blood test everyone?
And yeah, be like, what are you talking about? Like, and then the kids that were protesting it did a same sex handholding day. So me and my female friends would all hold hands.
Were you getting a little like, tingle?
Well, no, I don't need to talk about it. But like, that's where I fought it. But I was like, if I was in a more open environment and maybe I had friends that were like that and more of like, because the only person I remember ever telling me their female coming out story was Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh God.
That was the only one I had. Right. Like, that's the only female coming out story I'd ever heard. And I was like, I might have realized it sooner. And then I don't know what my life would look like.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my life now and I love who I ended up with. So like, I'm not mad, but I was like, I do wish that like, mm-hmm. part of me wishes I had figured it out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so I wouldn't have wasted so much time on men.
Right.
But yeah. I, at the same time, I'm like, I love my life now, so I wouldn't have gotten here without that. So it's like a meh situation.
Right. We're grateful for where we are now. But I think if I could end up in the exact same place I am now while being like my true authentic self, I would take that.
Yeah. Cause there were years where just for the style alone.
Right.
Like, just for the throwback pictures of how bland I presented myself because I never felt comfortable in stereotypical femme clothes.
Yeah, me neither.
Except summertime. You will always catch me in my short jean shorts and my crop tops.
Nice.
Gotta love them. And my bikinis. I don't know why. Same. But on the average day-to-day, my clothes were like, what in the world was going on?
Right.
Because I didn't want I didn't feel comfortable in the femme, and I didn't think I could go to mask.
Right.
So I just went bland.
Bland.
I just went bland.
Went like summer camp horse girl bland.
Yes. So I don't know. Like my life maybe could have ended up, but I don't even know. Like it could have ended up worse. It could have ended up better. We don't know. And I'll never know. But I wish I was given the option at least.
Same.
Yeah. It didn't stop me. It didn't stop me from being gay, but right. It did stop me from figuring it out later in life.
Yeah. Do you want to check so we can change battery?
Well, we're almost done. We're at 53.
Oh, God. Okay.
I talked a lot today. You weren't here yesterday. I have a lot of words still in my body. You weren't here.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, then let me wrap this Chris story up.
Thanks.
So despite the person who wrote all of these disgusting tweets only having 120 followers on Twitter.
Sounds like you have a lot of friends.
Uh-huh. Chris saw this and decided to give a response. So they said, "I won't let people talk about how I abandoned my child. He is the only priority in my life. I have his love and support, and that's all I need. I'm doing this for him. If that confuses you, educate yourself. If that makes you mad, leave. That it's that simple. I'm genuinely so glad so many people are learning what HRT is through me and how it can and has helped so many people because of my tweet. I was super nervous to be public about this because I've always been so private when it comes to this, but seeing conversations started because of me is amazing." So
good for them.
Yeah, a lot of parents that do come out as queer or transgender after they have children, it truly is like you cannot be the best parent you can be unless you are feeling your best and you are being your best.
Yeah.
And you can't be your best if you're hiding who you are.
Yeah.
And so I like that they said that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's it for today.
All right.
You're like, I spent hours writing the rest of this episode.
That's okay. I like having conversations like this.
Yeah, me too. This one was very gay rights.
Go gays.
Sorry. All right. We love you guys. Please subscribe, follow, and listen wherever you can do the things I just said. Love you lots. If you want to just write down below the rest of your story of the rest of the episode,
I might just save because they weren't like huge headlines, so I'm sure if we talk about them next week a lot of people won't know. Okay.
That sounds good. Yeah. That's totally fine. All right, we love you guys and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.